This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Masechta Nazir, Daf HaShavua, Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the case of the Mishnah, where if somebody says, Ahei Na'e, I will be beautiful. Ahei Na'e, so we say that this person is a Nazir. The expression Ahei Na'e is a lashon of Nazirus. The Tosfos on the Mishnah explained that it's referring to, it's an example of Yad. Why, what's the Yad? You will be beautiful. So we explain what he means is he'll be beautiful and that he'll have beautiful long hair like a Nazir. The Gemara asks, maybe he means that I'll be beautiful in mitzvahs. So Shmuel said we're talking about where he's holding his hair. He's holding his hair, so that indicates he means Ahei Na'e be Nazirus. The Gemara asked, but Nazirus is called a matter of Avera. Nazirus is a matter of Avera. So if it's a matter of an Avera, because the Torah calls a Nazir Tameh, it's a matter of an Avera, how could it be referred to when he says, Ahei, that I'll be beautiful? Sin is not beautiful. Sin is ugly. So how could you say it means, I'll be beautiful? So the Gemara says like this, you made a mistake. In, it's true. Da'afilu the Rebbe Lezer HaKapar, even according to Rebbe Lezer HaKapar, the Amar Nazir Choyte, he says a Nazir is called a sinner. Hani mili gabi Nazir Tamei. That's only a Nazir who came into contact with Tumah. Because a Nazir that comes into contact with Tumah, he has to redo his Nazira. So let's say after 15 days he came into contact with Tumah. So it's Soyser the Nazirus. He has to start again. So if he has to start again, the ID, the boy mitzar, since he has to demolish his period of Nazirus that he kept already, Damar Achmana, the Hayomim Harishainim Yiplu Kitame Nizrai, because the Ribbon Hashem says, the Merciful One says, the first days will fall away because he contaminated his Nazirus. Hasamu Dilma Asilam Evad al Nazirusai. So there, we say, according to Belazar Kapper, he's called a Tameh. Why? Because he might come to be over the Nazirus while he become to over the Nazirus. Because originally he said, you know what, I can hack it for 30 days. But I already did 15 days. And now I have to do another 30 days. So we're Choshesh, he's not going to be able to keep his Nazirus. So he's called a Tameh, such a Nazir. Once he becomes Tameh, he's called a Choyte. Because we were afraid he's going to come to violate his Nazirus, Aval Nazir Tahar, but a regular Tahar Nazir, Lav Choyte Karbe, he's not called a Choyte at all. Even though, if you take a look on Tosfos on Beis Amud Beis, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 lines from the bottom, Tosfos asked that Reb Lezer HaKapar says that even a Nazir Tahar is called Tameh. Why? Not because he has to undo the original period of Nazirus and now we're worried he might not be able to hack it. It's because he refrained from drinking wine. He refrained from pleasure. And from there, Chazal say, if somebody, the Gemara learns from there that someone who is Yoshev Betainis is called a Choyte. Because if even a Nazir who refrains merely from wine is called a Nazir, certainly someone who's Yoshev Betainis will be called the Tamei. So we see Reb Lezer HaKapar calls even a Nazir Tahar a Choyte. Tosa says, okay, he's called a little bit of a Choyte, but overall, he's a really good guy. There are many things in life that have elements of bad. They also, but the elements of good outweigh that. So in a certain respect, the Torah calls him a Choyte. And the good outweighs the bad. But the Nazir Tameh is just labeled straight out. The overall assessment is he is a Tameh. Now the Rush has a very interesting pshat over here. Aside from what, take a look in Tosfos. Tosis is found on Beis Amid Beis, seven lines from the bottom. And Mashani Afilu Reb Lezer Kapper Dilma Asi Lamevar Al Nazirus. So we're worried he'll come to violate his Nazirus. Lishtois Beyamim Beyayin to drink wine. Ki Archu Lo Hayamim, because it's a really long period. Aval Tahar Lo Chayte Karile. Tahar is not called a Chayte. Now, the Rush over here, the Milim Kitsarim, says that the Gam Toya al Nazirusai, the Karbonos of Kroivim Leos Chulin Ba'azara. What's going to happen is like this: once a Nazir becomes Tamei, he's going to say, I have to keep another 30 days. He's going to regret having become a Nazir in the first place. That regret is tantamount to uprooting the Nazirus to begin with. Then the Karbonos of Nazirus that he brings is in a certain sense sullied, because it's like he's bringing Chulin into the Azara. So in that sense, he's called a Chayte, because there's something lacking in his status of Nazirus since he regrets it. And therefore, his Karbonos are not full-fledged Karbonos Nazir. Okay, that is that discussion on someone who says, I will be beautiful. What about someone who says, Harini Kizeh, I'm going to be like this guy? So remember, Tosfos on the Mishnah said that this is Pashat, because since there's another passing in front of him, obviously it's a Nazirus. Even if you say, Ahe alone, I will be, that's a Nazirus. So the Gemara says like this. Right now, since we just said in the previous case where the guy says, I will be beautiful, he's holding on to his hair. So let's assume that this case, he's also holding on to his hair. Let's assume that as well. So the Gemara says, even if he is holding on to his hair, Nehi de tafis besarai, true, he's holding on to his hair, Harini kazeh loy. The Ran takes out the word, the Tosfos takes out the word Amar. Harini kazeh loy. He didn't say, Harini kazeh. He didn't say it. Now, the question is, what do you mean he didn't say it? He did say it. He said the words, Harini kazeh. What does the Gemara mean? Harini kazeh loy Amar. It's interpreted to mean Harini kazeh loy Amar, he didn't say anything of substance. If you look in Tosfos, on Beis on the Beis, four lines on the bottom, Yesh Svarim Dekasa Bahen, Harini kazeh loy Amar. Achin Ta'asu. It's a mistake, Shehari v'masnisin Tani Behedya, Amar Harini kazeh. The Mishnah says he did say explicitly Harini kazeh. V'shema ha-sofer ta'a b'may dekasa b'chzar hachi Amar Shmuel b'sha Nazir Perish desaka daitach de'e Nazir over lefanav. We thought there's no Nazir walking in front of him, ela detafis besare, he's holding on to his hair. Dumya demas nisin de le'el ahe noe, dukminon betafis besare lechud. And therefore, the Gemara asks, Harini kazeh loy, mashma midi. What that means is as follows. It means, we know the cases, we know that he did say Harini kazeh, but if we're assuming that there's no Nazir passing in front of him, and a guy's just holding on to his hair, let's say guy's holding on to his hair, and he said Harini kazeh, and there's nobody passing in front of him, so it's a meaningless statement, even though he's holding his hair. And the answer is, as we're going to see, Shmuel says here also we're talking about where a Nazir passes in front of him, and now we no longer have to say the cases he was holding on to his hair. So the way you read this, the Tosfos takes out the words kazeh. So meaning, let's look back in the Gemara, Harini kazeh, Nehi nami detozu sari, but Harini kazeh loy. Harini kazeh doesn't mean anything. To which the Gemara answers, it does. Amar Shmuel kagon shahaya nazar oiver lefanav. We're talking about where there was a nazar passing in front of him. Okay. Now, the Mishnah says that if somebody says Harini Misalsel, that's a lashon of Naziris. Harini Misalsel says, I will twirl. Says the Gemara, Harini Misalsel, mi mai dahadin silsil sara. How do you know this twirling is referring to Naziris, is referring to hair? So the Gemara answers, Kidda Amra Leha hi amsa debe Rebbe lahu gavra. Like the maidservant of the house of Rebbe said to a guy, An masayat masalsa basarech, how long are you going to curl your hair? You've been curling your hair the whole day. The maidservant of Rebbe's household was so infused with knowledge that you could learn Torah even from the maidservant of Rebbe. Rebbe's maidservant would make gedolim look like they were amateurs. So Rebbe's maidservant said, how long will you twirl your hair? So we see that silsil is a language of twirling hair. So the Gemara says, yeah, but okay.
So the word misalsel is used almost exclusively for sarum. I mentioned earlier.
Where do Chazal say that?
Rashi brings it to quoting maybe Mandashrava.
Yeah, so this also, this is a lashon of Nazirus follows lashon Nadarim, right? So lashon Nadarim goes by lashon Bnei Adam, the way people speak. So it's more conclusive to bring a proof from the way people communicate, maybe even then from a Chazal, because it goes by lashon Bnei Adam, perhaps. So Rebbe's maidservant said, Ad Mosai Ata Masalsa Basarech. Says Gemara, Ema, Torah. Why don't we say that silsil refers to exploring Torah? Dechsiv salsila usurim mecca, seek it out, travel through it, and it will elevate you. So maybe the guy says, when he says harini misalsal, he's committing himself to learn Torah. Says Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Hachanami shatafas basaroi. Here we're talking about he's holding his hair. So if he's holding his hair and he says harini misalsel, he doesn't mean he's going to be misalsel masach de nazir. He doesn't mean he's going to be misalsel in the parsha. He means he's going to be misalsel basaroi because he's going to become a nazir. Says Tosis, my dehadin silsel sarhu de loshen zeh noifel a hippuch seir. How do you know that silsil is referring to here, Dinema Naziris Kibalale, Veima Toira, Lahapich Batoira, Hachanami, Tafis Basari, Dimashma, Shapir, Harini, Mahapich, Bimitzvah, Tuya, Besear. Okay. The Gemara continues. Because if the person says, Harini, Michalkel, I will sustain, Memai Dehadin Kilkul Sarayhu. How do you know? Then when he says, I will sustain, he means, I will sustain long hair. What connection does the word kilkel have to do with hair? Kilkel, says Gemara, well, kedetanan. We learned in a Mishnah when it comes to the shear of carrying on Shabbos, how much lime or sid would one have to carry to be chai for hoitzah? Kedetanan sid Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei losid kilkel. Rabbi Yehuda said, "How much lime? The lime was used as a way to remove hair to put the sid on the kilkel." V'amar Rav. Rav explained, "What's kilkel? Bas tzida, to remove the hair of the temples. Women used to put lime on the hair of their temples so that the hair would not stick out from the tichel." So you see that kilkel is connected to hair. Says Gemara, what? Kilkel is the only context you ever see kilkel is when it comes to hair. Ema mezan aniye. Maybe kilkel refers to supporting the aniyim. So now at least we were able to get Yosef in here. Kilkel kedachsiv, vayechalkel Yosef es aviv, V'yasech of Yosef sustained his father and his brothers. So you see that that Kilkel is a lashon of supporting aniyim. It's interesting. The Gemara refers to Yosef supporting his family as Mezan Aniyei. Mezan Aniyei. He wasn't just helping out family. He was supporting the impoverished. Says the Gemara, okay, you're right. If somebody just would say Harini Kilkel, it could be he was donating money to tzedakah. But Hachanami Shatafas Basaroi, he is holding his hair. Talking about where he's holding his hair.
So Kilkel means to destroy and to sustain?
The word Kilkel is with a chaf. So it doesn't mean to destroy. With a kuf, it means to destroy. Kilkel could mean to grow hair. I will sustain the growth of hair. Or it can mean, to sustain the poor. Kelashon of sustenance with a chaf. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Harei olai l'shaleach pera. If somebody says, I will send forth a pera, harei ze nazir. He's a nazir, says the Gemara. Memai dehadin shiluach ribuyuhu. How do you know this sending forth shiluach is a lashon of growth? Where do you get that it's a lashon of growth? The answer is the chassid says in Shir Hashirim shalachayich pardes rimaynim shalachayich, that which you cause to grow, meaning shalachayich your hair. Pardes Rimanim is like an orchard of pomegranates. The chasan says to the kala, to his beloved, your hair is like a orchard of pomegranates. So we see shiluach is a lashon of growth. Says Gemara, ema midi da'avure. Maybe it's a lashon of removal. Like it says, and he sends water on the outskirts. How do you know shiluach means growing? Maybe it means removing. Maybe it means removing. Now, the unlegislated Tosfos asks that throughout the Torah, shiluach is usually not referring to growth. It's usually referring to sending away, like shaleach to shalach, or vayishlach Yaakov malachim. So, okay, that's a kasha that Tosfos asks here, but the Gemara is asking, how do you know that shiluach pera is a lashon of hair? Maybe it's a lashon of removal. Says the Gemara, Tana, the Tana. Tosfos says the Tana that we're referring to is not going on the Tana of our Mishnah. It's going on a Tana in Masechta Sanhedrin, who makes a Gezeira Shava. The Tana over there, from his Gezeira Shava, we could derive that Shiluach is a Lashon of growth. How do we see that? Tana, the Tana over there in Sanhedrin, not the Tana of our Mishnah. The Tana over there, Pera, Pera Yalef. He learns Gezeira Shava, Pera, Pera, from a pasuk in Yecheskel. What does it say? Ksiv hacha, it says over here, by the Nazir, kadosh yia gadel pera. He should be holy and grow a pera. Now, yia, we know it's 30 days. So he should be holy and grow something for 30 days. Uksiv hasam gabe koyin hedyot, u pera lo yishalechu. He should not let his hair, his curls grow long. Lo so lo yishalechu is not he shouldn't remove it, because we're telling the kohen to take a haircut. He has to take a haircut at least once every 30 days. So the pasuk is saying upera lo yishalechu, he should not let the hair grow long. So we see that from this Tana in Sanhedrin that the word shiluach is used in reference to hair. It means hair growing long. Says Tosfos, Shiluach ribu yehu lashon gidol kamoi shelachayich pardes rimanim. Ve'ema mididavruhim means to remove, shekibol olav legaleach, that he accepted upon himself to shevu lahaver haseir lichshe yigadel. How do you know the guy is accepting to be a nazir? Maybe he's accepting to take a short haircut. Tana pera pera yalef. The Tana learns pera pera. Look at very important tesis. Lava Tana de Masnisen Koi. Not like you would have thought Tana means Tana the Mishnah. Ela Tana de Sanhedrin. It's going on the Tana Sanhedrin. The Kamar Koyin Hed Yod Tzorch Legaliach Achas L'Shoshim Yoyim. Koyin Hed Yod has to take haircut every 30 days. V'yalef Pera Lo Yishalichu. We learn the Pasuk in Yechezgal. He should not send forth his long hair. Minozer d'chsev gadol pere, mala lon shloshim yoyim. Just like by Nozer's 30 days communion yiyah, af b'koyin hedyoid shloshim yoyim. V'kamar, and it says, by the koyin lo yishalichu. V'hacha hachi perusha. What our Gemara means is as follows. Tana pera pera yolif ba'alma. The Tana, in general, learned pera pera. Alma, from here we see the Shiluach Havalashan Gidol. From that Tana in Sanhedrin, we could see that he understood Shiluach as a Lashon of growth. V'boisema, or another possible explanation. The unlegislated Tosfos says that even this Iboisema is somewhat reliant on that previous Gzeira Shava, but this is just showing from another source that Shiluach is could mean growth, because that very pasuk that you asked from before in Eiv, v'sholeach mayim al pnei chutzos, doesn't mean to send away the water. It means growth as well. V'boisema hay sholeach mayim nami ribuyahu. It also means growth. Why? K'de metargim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef was metargim. Now, Rav Yosef was a sagi nahar, and therefore he was an expert in the targum. The chad mashkin le maya lepera v'ravi, when they water the fruit and it grows. So even the pasuk that we used as a original precedent that it means to send away could also mean growth, that you send forth water and it grows. Okay. And finally, the last section, last little piece of Gemara before we conclude. Here we go. Hare olai tziparin, Rav Meir oimer nazir. If somebody says, behold, birds upon me, Rav Meir says he's a nazir. My time of the Rav Meir. What's the reason of Rav Meir? It's because an amazing thing. In my favorite Sefer Daniel, it says that, you know what happened to Nebuchadnezzar? He became insane. He started eating grass like a cow. And his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle. And his nails became like claws. So we see there's a pasuk, Amar Reish Lakish, Tziparin Smuchin L'Seyar Kibalav. What he's accepting upon himself is birds near hair. If he says, I accept birds, well, in Tanakh, birds are associated with hair. Where? In Daniel. Ad di sa'are kinishrin rabba, until his hair was as many as the feathers of an eagle, v'tafroi kitziparn, and his claws were like birds. So since there's a pasuk in Daniel that juxtaposes birds to hair, when he says, I accept upon myself birds, birds is like a buzzword. Birds, birds, birds. Oh, hair. It says hair near birds. Rabbi Yisai, that means an average person in the times of Chazal was more erudite in the psukim of Tanakh than almost anybody alive today. When you hear the word birds, does it ding? Oh, ding! Hair! Hair! Because there's a pasuk in Daniel, in Perek Dalet. The average guy back in the day, anybody, if he would say birds, hair, you know, it would, light bulbs would start going off in his head. Rameir Savra Matfis Inish Bemidi de Samachle, that a person is Matfis, that a person refers to words that are juxtaposed to the words that he said. Let's see Toisvis. Tzipoirim Hasmuchim Laseir were 1, 2, 3, 4. The 10th medium size wide line. Tzipoir masmuchim laseir kibale ho amurim bepasuk itzel seir kolaymar. Afal pi da'amet tziparim stama, even though he said birds unqualified. Damas nisin stamakamar. In the Mishnah, he just says he accepted params of birds. Afilu hachi svirle le reish lakish. Nevertheless, reish lakish holds. De daite de inish at tziparim masmuchim laseir. That people have in mind birds juxtaposed to hair. Vahachi mishtamale. This is what it implies. Ha'omer hare olai tzipoirim, hare zeh nazir. Why? Dekivin tzipoirim smuchim laseir kamar. Since we assume he means birds juxtaposed to hair, mistam achi kamar. Hare olai mitzvah. I accept upon myself a mitzvah, the shaychi beit tzipoirim, that birds are connected to. Ha'tluya b'mitzvah seir, the hainu nazir. Namely, she'im netame. Now the Tosis throws in another curveball, because it's not only he's just using a light bulb. Well, in Daniel, it puts birds near hair. Because even by a nazir, shem netamei tzarach tziparin, if he is becoming tamei, you see, it's not just dependent on that random pasuk in Daniel, it's also inherent in the nazirus. Because if somebody becomes a nazir, they have to bring birds. V'hachi perusha mitzvah tluya b'tziporan achin. In other words, Tosis is saying a chiddush. The chiddush is the Gemara doesn't say a word about the fact that a nazir brings birds as part of the process of nazirus. The Gemara only brings in the smichus in Daniel of birds to hear. He said, "I accept birds." Oh. Buzz, hair. But Tosfos says, "Ein lefarish mishum smichas greda kedem lefarish hashas." You can't explain the Gemara at face value the way the Shas seems to say it. Dim kein hare olai nishrin havalei lameimar. Because think carefully, it actually doesn't say birds in the pasuk. It doesn't say anything about birds in the pasuk. It says eagle. So then this would only work if the guy said Hare Alai Nishrin, if the lumdus of the Gemara was merely the juxtaposition in Sefer Daniel. This wouldn't work if he just said Hare Alai birds. He didn't say Hare Alai birds. He said Hare Alai eagle. I'm sorry. That would only work if he said Hare Alai eagle. He didn't say Hare Alai eagle. He said Hare Alai birds. So therefore, it's not just the juxtaposition, it's in coupled with the fact that a nazir also brings birds as part of his purification. To have a nazir tfei smichi l'seyar. Because that is more, that eagle is more juxtaposed to birds. Ad di sorei kenishin rabba v'tafroi k'tzipoirin pasuk hu b'daniel gabe nevuchadnezzar. You see, you need Tosfos, even though this guy knows it's a pasuk, but you need Tosfos to tell the reader of the Gemara which Sefer and Tanakh it is. Interesting. A regular Tosfos in a Masechta is not going to tell you where a pasuk is. Obviously, Tosfos here in this Masechta knew he had to pick up the slack for Rashi, no question. You know, you just see from the style of Tosfos that it's more Bederach Perush than Pilpul. Okay, that's Gimel Amud Aleph. Before we take a vote on Gimel Amud Beis, I know you got nervous that I didn't announce that you need to watch the premiere of You Can Make It Happen, Biyomenu. No, don't get nervous. I was trying to lull you into a sense of complacency that I forgot about it. I didn't forget about it. Now is a good time to mention it, because now you could go straight from this year, Yelchu Mechayel El Chayel, you could watch the premiere, and then you could sign up not to bring in your phone, and you could help the entire Jewish people. Your act of signing up will help all of Klal Yisrael. When Mashiach comes, he'll come and he'll give you a special Yashar Koyach. You're going to feel really good. When Mashiach is, you know, leading everyone back to Israel, he's going to say, wait one second, I have to tell you something. And he's going to turn to you and he's going to say, Rabbi Yid, Yashar Koyach. Anyway, okay, we have to do Gimel Amud Beis, either Matzah Shabbos or Sunday night. It's very, Matzah Shabbos is very late. Sunday night it would be around 9:30.
I vote Sunday night. But Rebbe also didn't give a Shaila. Rebbe was supposed to give Shailas on the Yomeinu that Rebbe gave.
Oh, Shailas? Yeah, okay, good. They're good. I'll give you one now. The Shaila was, somebody wanted to know if they could accept for 3 months. Could they sign up and say, I said, yes. They said, but it just says that I accept not to bring it. I said, but you could write in the comments. It won't be a nether indefinitely. You could write in the comments only for 3 months. So I allowed that. That was my, that's the Shaila of the day. But there are other ones also. Only one at a time. But then after I said yes, he said he's accepting 3 months, but he's going to try after that also. So, okay. Shkoyach?
Yeah,
recording stopped.
Sorry. Okay, good night.
How do we understand this Tosfos?
Which one? Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.